Okay, we're holding in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Beis, a few lines into Sif Beis, three lines into Sif Beis. So we're talking about Akira, that's Grufa Ketuma, and you took the pot off. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to return it back, Kol Zman, that it's still hot, Kol Zman, the Rama said, you're holding it, the Mechaber said, you didn't put it on the ground, and the Rama said, you had in mind to put it back. So we're in the Mechaber now up to that line. V'dafka al gaba. The Mechaber says, this halacha of Chazara is only on the top. Now remember, Akira has two places to put the pot. There are holes on top for you to sit the pot on top of it. It sits a little bit in the airspace of the Kira, but it's sitting on the top part. And then you can put it all the way inside on the ground of the Kira. So Dafka al Gaba, the halacha of Chazara, says the Mechaber, is only on top. Avav L'Toicha is Aser. But to put it inside the oven, that's Aser. Uvitanur Aser L'Hachzer Afilu Gar V'Katum. In a tanur, it's Aser to do Chazara even if it's Gar V'Katum. V'huadin L'Kupach Imesiko B'Gefes Beitzim. And the same applies to the Kupach if you lit it with Gefes and Eitzim, which we said in Sif Aleph gets a din like a tanur in that case, because you have the Gefes and Eitzim, they create coals, and the Kupach is hotter than the Kira, so it gets a din like a tanur. So those things are Aser. So we have now a Kira's Mutter, but the Mechaber says it's only Al Gaba. So let's see the Mishnah Bura, Nun Zayin, V'davka al Gaba, Hainu al Oivei Defonesel Milmaila, and the thickness of the walls above, Oisha Sam Kisi al Chalala, V'hemin Akadera la Kisi. So Mishnah Bura is saying a big chiddush here, I mean, saying from Rashi, but al Gaba means that you're putting it not in the normal place where it's even in the hole. You're putting it on the edges, on the top edges of the Kira, or you put a kisui al chalala, you covered the hole of where the pot usually sits in. V'hemir hakadeira la kisui. V'afilu im tala hakadeira l'soich avir hakira. Uksastif onesel bolta memailo kadeira hakadeira. But then he says, no. Nun Beis is from who? This is the Beis Yosef and others. And that is that it doesn't have to be all the way on top, like it sounds like from the beginning, from Rashi. Even if it's the Kedera is hanging in the Avir Hakira, and part of the walls of the Kedera are sticking out Milmaila. If you have a pot that's thinner on the bottom and thicker on top, so it only goes in a certain amount and some of it sticks out, that's all called al gaba. Taicha only means all the way in. Okay. So al gaba means not all the way in, any of the ways of doing it. Aval taicha aser, nun ches. Why? The kaven shumam l'soicha kiderek shemevashlim ba tader. Since you put it inside the way you cook in it tader, nira kimevashel, that is nira kimevashel. So even though it's garav and it's katum, but putting it inside, say the rishayim are more nira kimevashel. Vayis and akira shein lantoich. Less you have certain types of ovens that don't have a place to put it inside. El v'taych v'chalol. They don't have an inside, they don't have an airspace. Elohim pshutais. They're just straight. V'taychon v'gabon echad. The top and in, it's all one thing. Mutr l'achzer alahen. De'ein aleam shem taych. Since there's no such thing as taych there, so it's all mutr. V'me'yesh eish v'kira ayin simachin niches. Sif tesvav. Well, that's over there. So, it's saying a chiddush here, the way the Mechaber is saying it, that only al gaba is mutter, but taicha is aser. Now, it's really not negat to us very much, because, well, I shouldn't say it. It's not negat to us very much. We only, in our ovens, there's only a taicha. There's no gaba. Now, even if you have a stove top on top of it, but that's a different type of cooking. The way a kira worked was, there was a flame inside, and there were ways you cooked it. You either cooked it on top, or you cooked it inside. It was all the same mechanism of cooking. Today we have an oven. You put the food in the oven. The fact that you happen to have your stovetop, if you have one of those that has a stovetop on top, that's not called the top of the oven. That's a different fire. That's the grate. That's the flame over there. So we don't have ovens that have two places to put the same thing. So what is our oven now? So if it's on top, you have no problem anyways, because like we said, even if you have a kira that's straight, it's just there's no inside. So if we're talking about a top of your oven with a blech, so that's called the top, that doesn't make a difference. The question is, lu yitzurir, you could do grufa ketuma on an inside of an oven. Okay, we'll leave it with that hanacha. Let's say you could do grufa ketuma on the inside of an oven. How that would be, we could talk about it in a second. But is there a problem of taicha? Am I allowed to do chazorah here? So I have my chalent in my oven, I take it out Friday night, I want to put it back in. So I need a blech, some type of blech situation. Well, let's say I get out of that problem for the moment. Is there a problem of teicha? So so there are some paiskim, they bring in the dirshu, I think the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Eliashiv, they say, well, listen, teicha is aser and finished. Whenever you're going in somewhere, it's much more mechzik kemevashel. There's no other place to put it. It's more mechzik kemevashel, and that's it. And the other paiskim come along and they say, no, in the olden days when you had a choice between on top or inside, so they said, do it on top so it shouldn't look so bishuldik. But if there's no option of top, we don't have an option of top. So then there's nothing more bishuldik about inside than what? That's the only option. So since it's the only option, it can't be that it's usur. Toicha and gaba is only a problem when there's an option of gaba. But if there's no option of gaba, and this is the normal way, so you can say, can't say Chazal just aser the whole matzah. Can't be such a thing. That's how the paiskim seem to say it. So again, but that's only if you could get to the grufa ketuma issue. Now there's a problem with the grufa ketuma. How do you make a blech in your oven? So Ramesha says, well, the only way to make a blech in an oven is to put it into like a metal box. Somehow, if you bake a metal box, see, the problem is that when you put a blech somewhere, so you're putting it over the fire, let's say you put it on top of your oven, you put a blech down. So you made a hecker in the fire that's, we could consider it grufo ketuma. You didn't take out the coals, you didn't cool it down, right? But that's enough of a hecker, it seems it's mekubel, that you put a blech down, and that's called that it's gar v'katum, that it's a reminder to yourself not to chepper with the fire. Okay, so that's on top of the fire. But in your oven, so what are you going to do? The heating element, it depends. If it's an electric, it's on top. If it's a gas, it's on the bottom. But it's in a different place. Where are you putting this blech that's going to be some type of hecker? So you can say, 1 second, I know where to put it. I'll put it on the knobs, right? That's where I'm going to have the problem. So that's supposedly a Baron Cutler Shita was. In our ovens, you just cover the knobs and you're good. You're good to go. You cover the knobs. And other paiskim say, no, it can't be. It can't be. Chazal said you have to do something in the fire, right? In the fire itself. Happens to be, in the olden days, that's where you raised the fire, was in the fire. Now that we separated the two and have a fire and have the raising over here, but at the end of the day, I have to make a hecker in the fire. That's how Chazal set it up. Well, how do you make a hecker in a fire? In an oven, right? So Ramesha says the only way you can do it is if you put it into some box, all around, like a blech all around it, that'll work. Others say, well, you could do that, but you still got to cover the knobs. Or yes, not cover the knobs. There is one sheet I think I found somewhere that says, if you put a tray down, that's enough. These are, the Velt Lemaisa is not so makel, as I'm aware of, to do real grufa ketuma for chazara. Shehi is a different story. Shehi, we anyways have what to be relying that you don't need a blech. So if you do a quasi blech, you cover the knobs, you do things if you want to be from the machmirim. But to do chazara, that's a whole different story. So memela, it's not so easy to make grufa ketuma in an oven to mamish to do chazara, which you really need la'alacha. So this whole teicha shaila is only after you get out of the grufa ketuma problem, which is not such a simple thing to get out of. Yeah.
So our ovens, right, so you have a blech on top because the fire is exposed. Right?
That's for the stove top.
Yes. Most ovens today you can see it sticking out, but it's all covered. The fire is contained and covered.
No, but you still have to do, you have to make some hecker. Chazal said you can't do it in the normal way. So you'd have to do it. It's a big problem. So if you have one of those ovens with the glass tops, you mean?
No, even inside, the bottom is covered, right?
You're talking about the stove or the oven?
Stove.
No, in the oven you're talking
about. Inside, that's in the oven. Not the stove top.
Right.
In the oven.
Inside,
right. Right.
Yeah, the flames are totally covered.
The flames are...
The stove pit, right? That's the whole reason why...
Okay, but see, but since that's the normal way of doing it, it doesn't help you. There's a Bi'alacha earlier talks about that. If that's the normal way of cooking, you have to do something that's not, you have to make some type of hacker that's not normal.
There's a little bit. 21st century group, presumably Shabbos mode.
That you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Again, right, so it would be, right, it would be the Shabbos mode that you, what?
Because Ryan, at least you're covering something here.
Right, you have to make some... Nobody say you can't do anything. Like, if you remove the mitzias of doing something, so it's almost like maybe certain types of hot plates or something, that you can't do anything to it, maybe. But again, there's two things. When it comes to Chazara, there's the Shemi Echata, and there's also Mechzi Kimavashel, as we're going to see. So Lemaisa, that you might not get out of if you don't have some type of real hacker, right? And Shehiyah, she is more about Gzer Shemi Echata. Right, that you might stoke it. But on Chazara, you might have another problem, is any mechzle, that's what the whole Taicha problem here. It's mechzi kemevashel. When you're putting something back, that's why, even if it's grufa ketumah and you put it down, right, putting it back is like a new bishul. So if everything looks the same, right, the fact that you did some type of electronic shtick on your thing, that now, theoretically, you can't do anything anymore, but everything looks, you know, if it sounds like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. Lemaisa, you're doing everything that's normal. So the whole thing is not so simple. Now, on the stove tops, when you have those glass stove tops, so then you have bechlal. It's not so pasha. You can't just cover it with a black or anything. They'll crack it or whatever. It's not so, that whole thing is not so pasha. What to do if you get it? It's like, yeah, chazara. Chazara, okay, so you know what I mean? So if you're a person who needs to have their challenge in Chazara, you got to get a crock pot and finish. You got to get the chaitza, you know what I mean? You have to figure it out. But it's not so posh. It's not so posh. Okay, so but that's the I just wanted to bring out the taicha that is a problem here, may or may not. It's a machalik zapaiskim if we'll negate to our ovens. Okay, sifna nun tes uvetanur, afilu husa bikashu gvavu chanal, because we said a tanur. There's no such thing as grufa ketuma because any little spark of anything is a problem. Because chazar is only mutter if it's grufa. Uvitanur uvikupach sheheblam rab lemahani grifa uchadilel besif aleph, like we said before, that a kupach that's lit with gefes and eitzim, it doesn't help. It doesn't help grufa over there. Okay. Okay, says the Rama Hagah, back on the top. V'dafka shatav shel mevushel kol tzarchai. But it's talking about only if it's mevushel kol tzarchai. So we said, all till now, the Mechaber was talking about reitzachas, to be hot. He's ending, and that was a bishul issue. And the Rama's pointing out, it has to be mevushel kol tzarchai. Even though the Rama and Sif Aleph said for Shehiyah, you only need Michael ben Jusai, but for Chazara, you need fully cooked. Va'oz mutter lahachzer v'afil l'kira acheres. Now, that's another thing. You don't have to do Chazara to the same oven. You could do it into another kira. Doesn't make a difference. As long as that kira is grufa ketuma, there's no problem. So sometimes you have such a thing that... If something like by mistake was taken off of a stove or something like that by mistake, you didn't realize you didn't have a blech, and you want to bring it and put it on someone else's blech or something like that. Or I'll give you another case. If you have, let's say you wake up Shabbos morning and your challah's burning, you need to add hot water to it. You want to put hot water into it, right? So chayra, theoretically what you could do is chazara. Hot water from the urn is shia on the urn. We don't need grufa ketuma for that, right? And you want to put it now in the chalent, which is on the fire. That's chazara. So as long as that chalent has a blech, so you're doing chazara, the water from the original urn, into the thing. That would be, right? That would be chazara onto a different kira. That's another case where you would have it. That's another case. You would do it. So that's Afilu Kira Cheres. Avalim Loi Nisbasha Gol Tzarcha Asar Afiloi Sakira. But if it's not fully cooked, even in the same oven, it's a problem because you're cooking. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. On the bottom of the page before, Samachal Bedavka Shat Tavshul Koya Resha. It's going back on the ratio. The Omar Afilu B'Shabes Mutalach Zira Agabe Kira Kishader Esachas. The Mechaber said you can put it even on Shabbos back on the Kira if it's Resachas, if it's hot. But Lezebir. So now the Rama comes and explains the Dafka Kishum Avusha Kol Tzarcha has to be fully cooked. Avalim Loidis Basha Kol Tzarcha Shayech Achra Avoy Bishul wasn't fully cooked. So now the fact that you're putting it on the oven, you're going to cook it right there, and that's a problem. Over there he handles if there is Bishul after Michael Ben Jusai or not, but it seems here from this Ramah that as long as it's not Mevushal called Tzarchai, you are Chayav for Bishul. Afilu l'kira acheres, you're allowed to put it even into another kira. V'afilu im hevla merubam rishayna, and even if the second one is hotter than the first one, mikomokim lehavi rak b'chlal chazara v'shari, it's still all under the umbrella of chazara, and it's mutter. Aval im hoysa b'tchila tmuna b'davar shayna ma'isev hevel, but if it's a different case, it wasn't on the fire, it wasn't shehiya, it was insulated. It was insulated in something that doesn't add any heat, any hevel, which you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. But if you took your chalent off the fire on Erev Shabbos and you wrapped it in blankets and towels, tzeinu ma'aseh hevel, and then you say, oh, you know what? On Shabbos, subalo yeshiva l'kira. I want to go put it now on the fire. Oy lehepach mikira l'atman, or the opposite. It's on the fire and you want to do atmana. That's aser. Dezeu pula chadasha, because you're switching gears here. You're going from a hatmana to a chazara, or you're going from a chazara to hatmana. That you can't do. But from on the fire to on a different fire, that's all under the umbrella of chazara. Vein time nimeshecha sheicha afilu b'davar sheina ma'aseh hevel. It's a new thing, and you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos, even in something that does not add any heat. Uchad gaman mesimin reishon zayin. Okay, back to the top. Zok the Rama. B'yeish aimrim. The chol zayin osarak shenot lumin akirin b'ayjoin. Comes along the Rama and brings the Shitas Haran. And the Ran says, all of this is only aser. Meaning, when do you need all of these tnaim of vayda bi yaday and daite lahachzer? All of those tnaim that we said before is only when you took it off the fire on Erev Shabbos, b'lahichziru ad shechashecha, and you're going to put it back on Shabbos. So since you was never on the fire on Shabbos, and you're putting it back really brand new on Shabbos, there Chazal said, oh, only if it's still you're still holding it and you were died to lachzira, then you could say it's as a continuation and it's not a new putting on the fire. Aval im locha misha mishecha sheicha, but if you took it off the fire on Shabbos, afilu nicha gabe karka mutter, no, it makes no difference. Once it was on the fire on Shabbos, whatever you're going to do is chazara and it's not a problem. Says the Rama, and that's the minik, to be makel in our ovens, which have a din like a kira, and the minik is to go like these mekilim, that even though they took it off on Shabbos, and they weren't so careful about karka, and they weren't so careful about daidalach zira, and they would put it back in the oven, and what's going on? Teretz is the saimich on the run. B'tayv lahachmer, it's better to be machmer. Miu im nitztanen l'kuli alma aser. But that prat, that if there's bishul, that's a whole different problem. If it got cold, that's cooking. That's not the chazara, like we said before, and that is aser. So let's see the Mishnah Brura, Samach Gimel. B'yeshayimim d'cholzeh, what's cholzeh? Pirish ha d'bin and dafkei d'biyoda, you need it in your hand. Gam daite lahachzer. That's not tully in this. Garuf v'katim you need in all situations. You need garuf v'katim no matter what you hold l'gabe this. This kol zeh is only referring to holding it and not putting it down and having in mind to put it back. When's that? Samach tal, kishanot lumin akir b'yoyim, t'cheven shaloi haya netila b'shabes, since you didn't take it off on Shabbos, nirech hazarose kepula chadosho. So putting it back looks like a brand new thing. You're doing it the first time. It's on a fire on Shabbos. V'avi kenoisin l'chatchilo mevashel. That's why in such a situation they said you need to still be holding it. And all those tnaim, to show that this is really just returning something that was already there. But if you took it off on Shabbos, the shita holds, agabi karka, even if you put it on the ground, there's not a problem. But even if you didn't have in mind to put it back, all problems, no, in mind, you didn't have in mind, and you put it on the ground. Everyone knows that this was in here, it was on Shabbos, so this is all a continuation of something that was started already. What were they saying? On Shabbos morning, they took the chalent out of the oven, they took what they needed, and then after everyone was done, they put it back in the oven, that it should not, it shouldn't cool down if anyone wants to eat a bite or later. So this is what they were saying on, because it was already on Shabbos. Many paiskim argue on the Ran. So that was another aspect here. They used to put it in the ovens. The Beis Yosef says that even the Ran, who's the Mekel, was only matter on it. So that didn't help these people who were putting back in the oven. In the Kira, you can only put it on top and not on in. So the Tanur, which we consider like a Kira, can't be any better than that. Says the Mishavru, but I could find the schutz. Kikvar nisbar bepaiskim. Chazara is only aser if it's so hot that the pot will become reisachas, which the Shartzian says, hainu sheyad seledis boy, it'll become yad seledis boy from the heat. In other words, it's hot enough to heat up the thing to yad seledis. V'zeh eni matzui kol kach. So even though the ovens were warm, and it kept the thing warm, but it was not really so hot anymore. So the minig was, by the time Shabbos morning came, they took out the chalent and they put it back, the oven really wasn't so hot. Kept things warm a little bit, and it was okay for eating the chalent later, but it was not something that really could increase or make it that it's going to be out to let this boy. So therefore, that's another heter for the minig. Look what we're going to say in the next sivkatan, and then I found the levush says like we say. So Samaches is what? It said, Miu, if it was Nitzdanein, L'kule Yama Aser, Hainu, Im Nitzdanein L'gamri, became totally cold. U'chamayisha Kasavti L'mayla. Ba'atam, the Shaykh Acharkach, Oid Bishul Chadash. Because now that it got cold, so now it's going to heat up again, and it's going to get cooked again. Vayin L'kamon, B'mogen Avram, Sivkot L'amavo, Shekosav, Va'filu B'dover Yavish, She'ein Boi Marak, D'loi Shaykh Boi Bishul, the Magen Avraham says a chiddush later on in Sifhei. And he says that even by a dover yavish that doesn't have any liquid, so there's no bishul, gam kein aser, you could still not put it back when it's cold. Why? The chevan shekvar nitzdanein bat lahashiyah rishayna. This halacha that says that once it gets cold, you cannot do chazara anymore, even according to all these shitas, is that a bishul problem? Okay, so anything that's lach, there's a bishul. Once it gets cold, it's tan legamri, we said, is yesh bishul achar bishul. But what if it's a davar yavish? A davar yavish, we say in bishul achar bishul, even if it gets cold, you have a cold piece of kugel, there's no bishul. So now, if I took it out of the oven, again, I took it, it was shia, I took it off on Shabbos, I let it get freezing cold, could I put it back in or not? What's the problem? There's no bishul problem. So what's the problem? Zakta Magen Avram, no. You have a new problem. The new problem is when something gets cold and you're putting it back in, it's a shi. It's like you're putting it lechatchila. Because again, the whole yisayit of Chazar is it's a continuation of before. Once it got cold, the original thing is gone. It's a brand new thing. So it's a chiddush. The Magen Avraham is saying that even by a davar, till now, all we talked about was getting cold was a bishul issue. Now he says no, but the kevin shekvar nitzanim, but last year rishayna v'avi kenoisin ata mechadish b'seichatan or lezeh osur b'chol gamni. We'll see later, the Gra argues on that, and the Gra says, no, I don't know where they got this chiddush from. All it means is, whenever it says cold here, it means a bishul issue. Now, this is all talking about that you're going to put it in a place that it's going to get hot again. If you're putting it in a place, it's not going to get hot, the whole thing's not negeya. Kosvach reinim. In a place when you're allowed to put it back, you're allowed to even close the oven door with a piece of wood after you put it back. Don't think it's called insulating by putting this piece of wood there to hold it shut and to keep it closed. Miu im al yedei stimas piatanu yereseach. If it's going to make it so hot, again, he's in this world over here where it's not going to get so hot, but if now you're going to close it with this piece of wood, it's going to like get all the seams are going to be now closed up and it's going to keep the heat in. It's kamrei sachas. So then, toiv shalei listim, like we said, in Sivkot and Samach Zayin, because just relying on the Ran is not so simple. The whole relying on the Ran, says the Mishnah Brura, is I'm relying on it because anyways it's not so hot in there. But if it's going to get hot, then you have a problem. The dad calls the Hubein Gecholim Beres Betaner. This only works also if there's no hot coals there. Avim Yeshem Gecholim Bayaris Pasha B'Mishnah. Again, of course you got to start with Gar V'Katim. So if you still have coals in there, it's a problem. If you got hot coals in there, it doesn't help you what the temperature is at the moment. It doesn't make a difference. The first thing you got to always do is Gar V'Katim. After that, you can handle everything else. But if you don't have Gar V'Katim, it's on the game. He says, interesting chiddush. He says, when it comes to grufa of shehiya, you got to take out all the coals. That's the taich of grufa, taking out all the coals. When it comes to grufa of chazara, as long as you put them on the side, that's enough. Now, usually we're saying chazara is more chomer in most other things, and shehiya is more kal. Over here, he's saying the opposite. Now, it could be the reason is, I remember, and then look it up this time, because it says, comes to Shia, the Gzeira Shemi Yechata. So, Memel, again, the thing might not be so fully cooked, right? And you might stoke it. So, you got to get all the coals out to get rid of that problem. Over here, it's more of a Mechsi Kimavashal problem. It's Mechsi Kimavashal, the thing's already fully cooked. Question is, I'm putting it, so as long as the coals are like to the side and they're not in their normal place, it's not Mechsi Kimavashal. So, according to him, Yesh Lahakilim Garaf, Hagechalim Vajoyim Sheirak Letzagechot, if you did that, that would be enough, again, for our case. So he's very busy here, the Mishnah Brura, trying to figure out how to be matzdik the minhag ha'olam and to do it in the best way possible in this, so to speak, lenient umbrella of shitas to make it mutter. And therefore, he has all these stadim how to make it mutter. But obviously, the first step is it must be garav v'katam. And Bez Hashem, we will continue next time.